Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we'll take your phone calls about whatever you dial in to talk about. That is the point of the program. In the meantime, we'll talk about things interesting to us. And, Mark, you've got a story about a pastor that was beaten, allegedly by Border Patrol members.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, it's not really a story. It's a YouTube video, and it's out there, you know, so you can go. I would first off recommend that everybody go look for it on YouTube. Just type in Baptist Pastor Border Patrol. And
okay.
You'll find it on YouTube there, and it's
he shows up with wounds on his face.
Yeah, you can see the guy right there, and he's got, like, you know, his face is all scuffed up, and I essentially have to tell the story as to what happened. You know, the guy's got pulled. You know, they asked him if he.
This is an internal checkpoint, by the way.
This was not at the border. He had never left the United States.
Explain briefly what those are for our listeners.
Well, within the first, I guess it's 100 miles from the border. 100 miles from the border, and I believe the seacoast, that they can do one of these INS checkpoints or ICE checkpoints.
Northern, southern borders, seacoast.
Border Patrol.
Sure.
Okay. Now try to imagine for a second how many of the people of the United States of America live within 100 miles of the border. That's all the state of Florida.
Didn't somebody run a check on that and figure out that it was like 2/3 of America or more than that or something?
Sounds
like
about right to me. I mean, with, you know, within 100 miles of the borders and the, you know, the water, it just, you know, it'd be impossible. It's nearly impossible.
Significant portion. I mean, the east coast of America is well populated, so that's most all of it.
You leave out the people
California.
in Lincoln, Denver, and Omaha.
Yeah.
And that's about it. It's, I mean, the rest of them, that's it. They're all there.
So it's within this 100-mile area, this zone, that they have the ability to stop anybody and essentially demand that they show their proof of citizenship, or that ask them what their citizenship is, and who knows what else. So they have the ability to set up these internal checkpoints. Some of them are permanently installed buildings and installations. Some of them are roving, so they'll go to different places over a period of time. They'll stop off on different roads, and they'll set up a temporary checkpoint, and they'll stop every car that comes through. In fact, we've been sharing the stories occasionally from Terry over at CheckpointUSA.org. He is somebody that lives down in the southern, I think he's in the Arizona area or Arizona, New Mexico region, and he's travels a lot for work, and of course, he hits these checkpoints, and he doesn't put up with their crap. He will refuse to answer their questions. He will say to them, they'll ask him, what's your citizenship? And he'll come back with, am I being detained? Am I free to go? And he'll just bat back their questions one by one right back at them, and he will never answer that question. And they do end up letting him go.
And that's just it. You know, you can answer the question. You might have citizenship. You can go ahead and answer the question. The problem is, you know, they shouldn't be asking people. They shouldn't be taking this guilty until proven innocent attitude, not to mention that I don't believe in enforcing that sort of citizenship requirement anyway, but they shouldn't be having this guilty until proven innocent attitude and just pull everyone over and
everyone's
assume you're guilty.
Yep.
And you have to prove that you're innocent. When did we toss that principle? Probably a long time ago
when people started to allow it. And you're right, Dale. If more people were to do what Terry does, then they wouldn't be able to get answers.
I get the feeling that this Baptist preacher might be one of those people that saw what Terry did because he said, no, you can't search my car.
They gave him a tune-up.
And they told him to go to the secondary screening. They walked a dog by his car, told him that the dog alerted. He's like, the dog didn't do anything. Oh, yeah, the dog alerted. Well, bring it over here and show me what alert means. No.
No, thanks.
We're going
to
search the car, and we now have probable cause. And he's like, no, you're not.
Wow.
And so he sits in his car. The Arizona State Police come, and he says, wait a second, have them bring the dog over here they actually went over and asked the Border Patrol to bring the dog over, and they refused. They said no. And so the Arizona PD, I'm calling them state police, I don't know what they are, they're like public safety or something like that. The ASPs, they came back over and said, you know, essentially you're getting out of the car. They busted the windows in on his cars, tased him through the windows.
Because he wouldn't get out?
Smashed his face into the glass, threw him down on the ground into the glass. I mean, the guy's all cut up, smashed his face, stepped on his head, stepped on his chest, tasered him again on the ground. He's like thinking to himself, maybe I should just be silent as they're tasing him. He doesn't know what to do.
They trying really hard to fit into the stereotype of a jackbooted thug at this point? I mean...
You know,
they're working at it now.
The dude said
there's no subtlety now.
It wouldn't have been a problem if you'd have just let us search. Well, and now remember that
right, just obey.
Right, or if you would have answered our questions, that's what
just
he said.
Obey.
If you would have answered our questions, and then the preacher, this guy's a preacher, I forgot to say, the Baptist preacher.
Baptist preacher, yeah.
This preacher says, "Wait a minute, you said the dog alerted to my car." So he caught him lying.
What was the lie?
That the dog, the guy said that if you would have just answered our questions, because he refused to answer any of the questions at this checkpoint when he first comes through, and then they brought him over for secondary screening. At the secondary screening,
caught him lying
dog,
because they changed their story.
So now
it's about the dog alerting on the car. First it was about the dog.
And now we're only doing this to you because we're only wanting to search because you didn't answer the questions. Is that the idea?
Well, they said. None of this would have happened when, you know, he's sitting bloody going in the ambulance or whatever, if you would have just answered our questions. He refused to answer the questions. Then the dog alerted on his vehicle.
The one unforgivable crime in this country is failure to obey.
Yep.
We are slaves.
Wow. So it's about an 8-minute video, 9-minute video. If you just look up, it's entitled here, Baptist Pastor Beaten and Tased by Border Patrol.
Now, it's just
11 stitches.
It's just him telling his story. There's no video footage from the actual event. Right?
No, he says there's video footage, but of course the Border Patrol has it. Do you think they'll be releasing that?
He had his own camera going?
The Border Patrol has the video.
Their own video.
Right,
they didn't confiscate his camera.
Right.
But he didn't have his own camera.
No.
Right.
He's got a cut up face, you know.
How many more abuses do you have to see? How many more people have to get hurt? How many more have to die? How many more families have to be separated? How many more people have to be thrown from their homes? How many more people have to have their lives destroyed for you to finally say, "All right, that's it. My line's been crossed. Enough is enough. I've had it. I'm not going to put up with this anymore. I'm not afraid of what the consequences might be. I understand that this is a dangerous group of people. This is a dangerous group of men and women who believe that they have the right to tell me what to do and that they have the authority over me, but they do not, and I refuse to accept it, and I refuse to obey."
You know, exactly. I will also add, we all have to find our comfort level, but the one thing that I think really almost everyone at this point should be ready to risk. They need to be willing to withdraw their moral support from this system. Just their moral support. Just the vocal saying, yes, taxes, you know, taxes are necessary. Government's a necessary evil.
We need the federal government.
Stuff. You're at least withdraw your moral support. If you're going along with paying your taxes and obeying the laws that are not protecting any victims, just, you know, the silly laws that aren't protecting any victims. If you're going along with all of this in order to stay out of jail, yeah, at least withdraw your moral support. At least stop saying that this is all okay and this is all necessary and this is all good, because it's not. And then the other stuff, you know, that's, you have to decide what your comfort level is, whether you're going to engage in something to try and change things, or if you're going to take personal risk to not pay taxes or not to pay certain taxes or whatever that is, then, you know, you're making a choice about the kind, you know, because if you're afraid, that's understandable. But at least speak out. At least speak out against the wrongs.
Some people are afraid to do that. I mean, they're afraid that if they speak out, they'll be targeted.
I know. That's not acceptable. I have a certain tolerance level for people who are afraid. But right now, this is a hill to die on, people. Your freedom of speech is a hill to die on. It's worth. If you lose that, then we are doomed. I mean, we've got to speak out.
Right. Thank goodness we still have the ability to sit here and do this radio show and critique all of this, to talk about this. I mean, we're very fortunate to be in that position today. And you're right. If we do lose that, then what else do you have?
Yeah. We are losing it a little bit. But, I mean, that's why we have to fight that much harder for it.
1-800-259-9231. I don't know if I like the term fight. But we'll come back and we can talk about that. It's Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
You're listening to the Midas Resources Minute. This is Bob Chapman again at the International Forecaster. Which would you rather have? A 2-year treasury bill that pays 0.87% interest in a country where 10% inflation is brewing and going, or gold coins or bullions and shares? The answer is pretty easy. The gold-related investments, which have been in a bull market since 2000.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Inflation adds to gold's allure, but we are already seeing a flight to quality as well as uncoupling from the dollar, other currencies, and the world stock markets. We find it ludicrous that our government and Wall Street would have us believe that U.S. treasuries are as good as gold. Even Hillary Clinton tells us treasuries are a safe bet. What else would you expect from a member of the inner circle?
For a free copy of the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a 1-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a 1-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in, bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And those features include the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive. You can change virtually anything you see. And it's free over at wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. Mark, this Audible podcast thing.
Yes.
I've had people say that the link doesn't work anymore. Can you check that for me while I read this? Audible.com is the Internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. Audible has over 60,000 titles to choose from. Every genre, Audible has it covered. Now, if you want a free audiobook download, you can get signed up today for that. But in order to do so, you have to go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL. And I was told by some listeners that it's no longer working. So if that's the case, then we'll try to remedy that for you as quickly as possible.
It's working fine.
It's working for you. Okay, maybe there's
audible.com.
Just...
It's
not audible.com.
No, it's audiblepodcast.com.
Somebody put in audible.com/FTL. I corrected them, and I said, no, it's audiblepodcast.com/FTL, and then put that in, and that's not working.
Right.
Do you have
it comes
to put the
up
W's
to...
in?
No.
Okay.
I don't know that you do.
Just put the W's in?
I didn't type everything. Typed it in my computer, and it came up audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
Just
so I clicked
sure.
on that, and it came up, and it says download your free audio book here. It says Liberty or Tyranny by Mark Levin. He's the great one, everybody.
That's awful.
I get audible.com, and it says download a free audio book today.
Yeah, looking like it's working. Maybe it was just down for like a few hours.
You can get the
like
audacity
that.
Of hope
it
here.
I typed it in letter for letter because I didn't have it in the memory or anything.
James Patterson's Run,
okay,
Stephen King's Cell,
all I'm
Harlan
telling you is
Coben.
People were complaining on the BBS that it wasn't working, so maybe there was like a free a short window of time when it was not working. I said to them maybe it was just the because you had said it was a limited time offer. I figured maybe that limited time had run out. I didn't know that they were still on the air with us, but they are still on the air, and the link is working now. So those of you that were looking to get this free audio book, this is still a limited time offer, right, Mark? Because when this offer is not
done,
we're not talking about this on the show, the link may be gone.
That's correct.
Right? So take action on this while you still can. audiblepodcast.com/FTL to get yourself a free audio book. All right, so 800-259-9231. We'll continue taking your phone calls here about whatever you want. But first, real quick, wanted to touch on the idea of fighting the government. And it was the term that you used a few
moments ago. Sorry for using that word.
You don't have to apologize. We all, I just think words are really important. And words help kind of sculpt our thoughts, and our thoughts sculpt our words. And so we need to use as accurate terminology as possible. And I don't like viewing what we're doing as fighting the government. I think that what we're trying to do, I think it may be a more positive way to look at it, because when you're fighting, it's, you know, one side against the other, people take losses, people get hurt, fight's not good, we don't want to fight. And it just sort of suggests violence, and that's no good either.
Violence begets violence.
Exactly.
If we want peace, we need to be peaceful interactions.
And in a fight, one side hits the other, and the other side retaliates, and then the other side retaliates, and it's just nonstop retaliation until one side's dead. And that's not what anybody wants. What we'd like to see, and what I'd like to see at least, is these government bureaucrats coming around to the understanding of what liberty means, and understanding and valuing the idea of not aggressing against their neighbor, and embracing that, and learning it, and bringing it into their own heart, and becoming somebody who is of a liberty mindset. I think that would be the ideal situation, and we're not going to get there by fighting with them. So the way I like to view things, and I was talking with Brad Jardis today, the Law Enforcement Against Prohibition active member here, look, an actual active cop in Leap here in New Hampshire.
Boy, is he active, too.
He's awesome. And he was writing up a speech, or no, not a speech. He's writing up a letter to the editor, an editorial for the newspaper in response to apparently what was, and I haven't read this yet, but apparently up here in New Hampshire, there's this medical marijuana thing that has actually gotten the endorsement of the biggest conservative newspaper in the state.
Yeah.
So
well,
that's
it's the biggest
news.
Newspaper in the state, and it's conservative. It's the union leader. And
marijuana.
Medical marijuana.
Let's be
clear.
And but just the fact that conservatives here are showing some compassion to these medical marijuana patients is a really great sign, and it's a good thing. And so Brad was writing up an editorial about this to submit to the newspaper, and he was talking about how, their argument is so-and-so, and I would argue that blah, blah, blah. I would argue that blah, blah, blah. And I said, Brad, it was a great email, but I'd recommend that you take out I would argue that. And it's this, again, it's this mindset of a conflict, or that we're tete-a-tete going back and forth, but you know, between the sides, they may be arguing. They may be arguing, but we shouldn't be. We should be persuading. And it's all about your mindset, right? So I just said take those terms out of that. Then you can just make a statement. You know, this is what I believe, blah, 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 instead of I would argue that.
What about I just say it. I mean, to me, if you know the truth, speak it. And a lot of the power of your persuasion comes from your convictions that you truly believe this. It's not something that that's some contrived notion that you believe because it's either politically correct or because it maybe helps to make things the way you want them to be. But if you honestly and truly believe something, if it's congruent with reality, then you speak it and you say that. And if someone proves you wrong, that's fine. Then you can correct what you had wrong and then speak with further conviction.
So that's why I said to him, just take it out. Don't replace it with any other phrase. Just take it out and make your statement that you wanted to make about, you know, what your belief is. And again, it's about making a mental choice to avoid the whole concept of argumentation, because just like with the fighting thing, an argument is essentially a verbal fight. It's not violent.
Right. And somebody has to win. And somebody has to lose. And that's where that's the first thing that you want to avoid is the other party losing. You want them to, you know, get the opportunity to win by coming over to your side. You know,
well, ideally they should come to the conclusion that liberty works
on their own, same conclusions. You know, what I've said, and it's something that I'm trying to work with is I refuse to participate in those kind of threats of violence.
What kind of threats?
Those kind.
What kind?
The kind where you threaten people with violence.
Okay, right. So don't argue. Try to work on persuasion. And there's some real tactics that you can learn that are very different in persuasion compared to argumentation. I don't want to get into that at the moment. Just try to be cognizant of the words that you use. And so do we want to fight the government? No, because then the government's going to double back. They're going to redouble their efforts. They're going to arm up, and they're going to, you know, bring it back at you tenfold.
They use any violence that happens on our side will get used to justify violence on their side.
Sure, and the media's on their side, too, so it'll make them look out like kooks. So instead of using the term fight the government or fight for our rights or fight for this or fight for that, let's just live free. Let's do what we need to do to live free and to persuade other people to join us in living free, and then let them do all the fighting in their own minds. Let them fight with themselves as they encounter the cognitive dissonance, as they encounter the frustration, the mental anguish that will come about as they realize that people around them are coming to these conclusions about peace and freedom and prosperity that they haven't yet quite grasped, and then let them fight with themselves as they come step by step closer to our viewpoint. We just need to live free and bring other people on board. There's no fighting necessary there.
Right.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
The people need an answer right now for you to bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Don't waste our time any longer. The people need an answer right now for you to bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America.
This is brought to you by HempUSA.org, supplier of fine hemp products. Sponsoring the Genesis Communications Radio Network, the leader in alternative talk radio. Radio, 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 radio.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial up, bring up anything. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give to you, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including archives if you've missed a moment. Just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website for your download and convenience at freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. If you've got a company please consider turning over your accounts receivable to SACL CAI. Jason Osborne over there is, he's a great guy who's very concerned about liberty, big into Austrian economics, and it would be, I think it'd be a good thing if you turned over your accounts receivable.
Jason is not only a hero to the liberty movement, he's also really good at collecting money.
I was going to say he's very professional. Yeah. I would trust him with just about any business activity.
Yep. So there you go. 800-259-9231. We continue here. Let's talk briefly about something that developed up here in New Hampshire recently, and it has to do with activists getting involved in their community. Now, when we talk about the Free State Project on this show, we like to tell you about it a lot because, well, we're all Free Staters, and we're pretty excited about it. The idea of moving as many liberty-minded people together to the same geographic location as possible. That's what the Free State Project is all about, and hundreds of people have already made the move. And we've talked to Dennis Goddard on this show from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance a number of times. In fact, I've heard Dennis is going to be coming in about another week to fill in for me as I go on a little short vacay.
That's correct.
So that'll be interesting because Dennis has never been behind a microphone as a co-host on the show. So that'll be kind of fun. But we've had Dennis on the show, and we've talked about how it is that activists can do more than just activism, that they should get themselves plugged into their communities and get involved at some sort of community event, some kind of charitable organization or something like that, to plug into that aspect of the community besides just doing activism. And, of course, the point of that is to make a good name for yourself and do something for your neighbors and you know, not be seen as just an invader, as someone who just wants to come in and change things. And so here in the Keene area, which is the area where we do this show in New Hampshire, some of the activists recently had decided to begin a concerted effort to do just that and to go to a local food kitchen where they apparently they need some help, you know, serving out food and moving stuff around in the stockroom or whatever it is that, that they end up doing. And a number of the activists were going there. And Dale, I don't know if it was you that was originally organizing this, but you were...
I sort of spearheaded it, and then Tim took it over because I was procrastinating. But
you've kind of gotten involved here.
I was the first one to volunteer. I went off on my own as a separate thing, but I did, at the time, put down... it said, are you affiliated with an organization? I really wasn't... I didn't go in there thinking about that, but I thought, well, I'll put Free Keene. You know, it's something I'm... It's a local organization. I thought I'd do that, so...
So you guys were going down on a weekly basis to help these folks out with this food kitchen thing.
That was the plan. It didn't get real far. We only went once on like a weekly basis.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah, you'd plan to go back this week, and then all of a sudden they told you don't come back.
Yeah, they said for Free Keene not to come back.
So freekeene.com, which is a blog site that I put together, and I've invited other people, including you, Dale, to blog on. Mark, you at one time were a blogger. I don't think you ever did anything with it.
No, I wrote a couple of things.
You did? Okay, that's good. But there's like 8 or 9 people that blog on freekeene.com, and it's also a website that, you know, encourages activism. And
we organize events, I guess, to some extent.
Yeah, there's a forum there, and it's an activism website that encourages people to move to Keene and get active. And so recently, of course, as you know, if you've been listening all week long, we've talked about how there were mass arrests of liberty activists in the Keene area this week. And you can see the video footage of the arrests. You can hear some of the audio over at freekeene.com. And it was right after that, the next day, that they all of a sudden decided to disallow anybody that was associated with the website.
Right. I think that... We don't really know. I mean, there's a lot of speculation as to what exactly caused them to say. And they're sort of polite about it. They're like, we just don't think these organizations are compatible or something like that. I think someone's really misunderstanding what Free Keene's about. But sounds like it. Yeah, and they were told. Tim gave me a call. I was actually running a little late that day. Tim gave me a call. Said, don't bother coming over. There's a lot going on that day. So don't bother coming over. They don't want Free Keene to come.
So they gave the word to him first, and then
I think it's the first one that day to show up.
When I heard this, I was shocked.
I couldn't understand
why they would be so petty over somebody's affiliation. You know, you're affiliated with a group that we don't like. So even though you've been helpful, even though you've come here on time, even though you've
wasn't on time, but yeah,
even though you've done the work that you were supposed to do.
I volunteered a couple of times. And they seemed really happy with what I'd done to help, and so it was kind of shocking. I know that a lot of people were like really, really upset. There was a lot of buzz on the forums about it, like how can they turn away volunteers they're trying to help out and things like that. We actually donated about, I think it was maybe 100 pounds of food.
We donated like 90
maybe somewhere
cans.
Between maybe 70 and 100
pounds. These people
pounds.
Feel like they're entitled to these things. They run
the people taking the food or
kitchen. They're the saints.
Well,
you understand? They're out there feeding the hungry, which by and large means the people that aren't willing to work.
Well, I don't know. I think
the people I see out there are bums.
Well, I don't know.
I drive by it on a regular basis. You don't have to like what I'm saying, Dale. It's
no, that's
okay.
Fine.
But the people
I see standing
outside there are bums that refuse to work.
There's probably
I talk to them on the street. They say, no, I don't want to work.
Okay, well, there's probably some of that. I think there are also low-income families and things like
that.
Where the food that they get helps them to make ends meet somewhere else. You know, if
the
they're
cigarettes
not
and the beer.
Well. I don't know.
Sorry, I have so little giving away food to the soup kitchens and things like that.
I see where you're coming from. Obviously, it would be ideal if the soup kitchen were to care enough about the people.
Well, why don't they give them cigarettes and beer? That way, they have enough money for food.
Hold on a second. Let me make a point here, okay?
Because
I feel like I'm kind of. I know
someone who's benefiting from the soup kitchen in a very valid fashion. Someone who's struggling to make ends meet. He's got a job. He's got a job and
smoke?
He's, you know, and for a while he didn't.
Smoke? Do
no,
they smoke?
No, he doesn't smoke.
Does he drink alcohol?
He doesn't drink alcohol. He's not old enough to drink alcohol. He's got, he finally found a part-time job after struggling for a long time to find a job. So he's getting food there and things while he was still not working. He was building up debt to pay his rent and things like that. And
now
he was
here's my question.
And he also volunteered because he had
at
free
the soup
time.
Kitchen?
Yes.
Thank
because he had
God.
Free time. He had free time because he wasn't at the time able to work, and even after he started working, he's still volunteering and stuff.
Here's my question then, since you know somebody who's had some close experience with this group, do they do any kind of follow-up with the people that receive the food, or do they just hand it out wholesale? Just come here and we'll give you
food.
They're
pretty loose with it, depending. I mean, they you have to submit, like, income requirements and things like that, as I understand it. Mm-hmm. I'm getting the second hand, in order to get, like, groceries. But I think they basically serve meals, and there's enough food. They pretty much let people come in and have food. And they encourage donations.
Well,
so I think you can go there and eat. But they suggest that you contribute something.
Yeah.
If you're not, if you're not truly in need of free food.
I think it's great that we're so wealthy that we can afford as a society to just hand out food.
Absolutely,
like that. I think that's great.
I totally and I'd rather hand out the food to 8 out of 9 vagrants that refuse to work so that 2 people can get fed. I'm fine with that. Just get so frustrated with bums and people.
You still sound very Republican.
I'm
done with Republicans.
I understand where you're coming from, but man, do you agree that there are a great deal of people out there that refuse, that just choose not to work because they can get away with not working?
I think that if they're able to, that'll happen. A lot of that happens more from statism than something like the community kitchen, though. I think, the statism, the welfare state and things like that encourage that. I worked at the community kitchen now a couple of days. Now, one day I was actually helping hand out food for the groceries and things like that. And I felt like those were some people who were struggling really hard to make ends meet. A lot of those people, some of them were working, I believe, or would like to have found work and might have had a hard time in this economy. And I think that food was helping them make ends meet. And they seemed legitimately very grateful for what we were doing for them. And knowing that a lot of those people who were helping them were volunteers, they didn't have to be there. And,
I think they seemed legitimately grateful. I understand where you're coming from. The guy there, Leatherman, Jim or whatever his name is, he lives out in the woods. The only kind of charity that he gets is from the soup kitchen. He came here for a nice soup kitchen. He is a person who chooses not to work and gets fed off of the largesse of other people.
1-800-259-9231. And if it was 100% voluntary, you wouldn't be as upset, Mark. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at debtcrisisolutions.com. That's debtcrisisolutions.com today.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. You bring up whatever you want if you call in at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Andy here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 per month. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Get on board with the program. We'll take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing more internet listeners on board and helping expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com and get perks too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more, all at amp.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about activists integrating into the community, and it's something that is highly recommended. If you're going to come to New Hampshire as a free stater, somebody whose purpose is to move here to get active for liberty, it's been suggested that you plug into the local community in more than just an activism way, and also
get to know your neighbors, yeah. You know, face to face, and find what you have in common, and see if you have some shared goals, and work on that. And that's what I see as far as working in this local charity.
So, in a neighborly way, a number of the activists here in the Keene area had chosen to go to one of the major sources for community volunteering, and that is the community kitchen. Now, Mark, of course, is totally anti feeding hungry people.
That's not what I am.
You sound like that, Mark.
What I am is anti giving people that are not willing to change their circumstances, not doing anything to change their circumstances.
I agree with you.
I'm of the opinion that if you put out a bowl of cat food on your doorstep, you're going to get stray cats.
And I think that depends a lot on how you do it. And like a local charity that's really close to the people they're helping has the best chance to really change their lives and opportunities for those people.
I agree.
You know
that
who they are. You see the
face.
This one
is it.
Have you worked there?
No. Well, I don't need to work there to know how they run it. They will give food to anybody who walks in the door.
So what?
It doesn't matter whether they work or not or whether they choose to work in the future. So they're just creating stray cats.
So what? I don't agree. You know what? They're seeing the people. You're seeing the people face-to-face that you're helping. They're seeing the people that are volunteering their time and their efforts to help them. And I really felt like these people were truly grateful for what we were doing for them.
They expect it.
Some of them do. A few of them do. And that's okay.
All right. So none of this is the ideal situation, right? I mean, none of this, neither of your, what you're talking about, the community kitchen in its current iteration, is not an ideal situation. The ideal situation, I think, from a liberty-minded viewpoint, would be to have some sort of kitchen that, yeah, okay, we're going to give out some food to anybody that walks through the door, because if you're poor or you just got, you know, thrown out of a truck or something like that, and you don't have any ID or whatever, you're new to a community and you're having a tough time, you're not going to necessarily be able to show everybody your income statement.
Right.
So to offer up free food to anybody that walks through the door, I think that's completely reasonable. But I think down the line, after somebody keeps coming back, that's when you strike up a conversation with them and you have like a caseworker that can meet with this person and say, okay, well, tell us what's going on in your life. Let's see how we can help you get, you know, let's be more than just a food kitchen. Let's help plug you into getting job training.
That's how the Salvation Army does it. And I donate to the Salvation Army every year. Every year, the Salvation Army, when I was in prison, used to give me a gift pack, and I know it was given by people who gave money generously to the Salvation Army, largely people that probably didn't check on how things were done. The Salvation Army has a program where they say, look, we'll give you a place to live, we'll give you food, and, you know, after 30 days, you're going to start, having a job and participating in our program or whatever.
I think that makes a lot more sense.
Or, you know, you're going to have to start paying to live here.
That's a small amount. That's an ideal situation. I think that would be better.
It's not even that hard, Ian.
Well, I see. You know something else, though, about the community kitchen that I find that they're taking in a lot of food that was going to get thrown away, you know, if it didn't get used or whatever.
That's true.
If it couldn't be sold or something. And I think a lot of it is, you know, in a way they're reducing waste and things like that. That food's going to someone who maybe they could afford to feed themselves, but because they're able to get some free food that might help them make ends meet somewhere else, like I said.
One of the reasons why Mark's critique is so strong of the community kitchen is because it's not 100% voluntary organization.
I would
taking government money, and that's one of the problems with their organization. If they were 100% voluntarily funded, then there wouldn't really be anything you could say to them, Mark, besides just, well, I don't agree with how they run their organization.
Yeah. I don't agree with how they run their organization, period, and they take government money on top of that.
But if it's 100%.
And they're a bunch of stuck-up, pretentious people that think that they know better how to run the city.
Now you're throwing everybody into a group, Mark, and that's not fair.
No, I agree.
What happened with
when they get on the radio and they do the crap that they do over there, we'll just help them with angry people. They just sound so pretentious to me.
You're very angry. Yeah, that's like some bureaucrat that's talking on behalf of them or something.
You need to calm down, okay?
Stop creating waste in our community.
I have a lot to say about the community kitchen. I really want to get a word in edgewise here. And we can talk about whether or not they're a perfect organization for you or not.
You aren't getting a word in edgewise?
For once, no. Usually I'm taking over. But anyway, the point is, I went back. They said Free King don't come back. I know a lot of people were angry about that. A lot of people were like, "Well, we need to start an alternative." Yeah, no, we don't.
Well, I wanted to get an official statement from them because I heard was you'd heard it from Tim, and then I heard it from you, and I wasn't sure exactly what their
declaration
was.
Well, before we get an official statement, I do want to point out, I went back today. I said, I just went in and I said, I want to volunteer on my own as an individual. I'm not putting any group affiliation. There was a brief moment where she goes back in the office for a moment to talk to someone, and that was it. No drama. I'm going to start working on Monday.
They did that, they win some points back, as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely.
Because it sounded like they were just targeting anybody wholesale because they had an affiliation with us and freeking.com, and if that's not the case, and they're members.
And I am going to, and here's the thing. My thought is, I have issues with whoever it is made that decision. I think it's a mistake. You don't turn away volunteers when you're trying to help people and things like that, I think. But at the same time, I don't want the wrong people to suffer because a few people had this weird decision or whatever. And I think anyone who out there who's angry about this, first of all, you don't have any say in it if you've never ever participated or contributed in any way, volunteering or donating money, as particularly if you're not in Keene, if you're somewhere out there, you know, I know this is a national show, if you're somewhere out there and you hear this and you want to call in and make an angry statement to the community kitchen, I don't think that's going to be productive or helpful. It's not going to help us, and it's not going to be good on a PR level, and it's going to hurt the wrong people, in my opinion, because the people that they are helping people, they are an effective charity, in my opinion. I've been there, and I don't want the people they're helping to suffer because a few people made this bad decision.
The reason I wanted to talk about this on the air wasn't to get down into the details of the issue necessarily, but to point out how it is that the response was shocking. I mean, from the, you know, from a community organization to say, well, we don't want you people here because you're affiliated with that activist group was really shocking. And I think you did a great job of handling it. I think you did a great job of going in there and presenting a, you know, a friendly face and giving them another chance to really think about what it was that they were doing and still allow people to come in and help them out. I think you handled it well.
Yeah.
So I want to go to the phones here because we got a call. Let's talk to David in Michigan listening to WJML. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
What's on your mind tonight, David?
I served 13 years in the military, and I'm listening to you guys. You know, I'm a wounded vet. I served from 80 to 93, and about soup kitchens and everything. And I agree with you guys totally. It's for the people that truly need assistance. Because, I mean, I'm up in the area in northern Michigan where it's basically a resort town. 90% of the factories are gone. It's seasonal work, year-round. We got 12.6% unemployment in the area.
Whew, that's tough.
But yet, on the other hand, I see these people pulling up, and I know people work in the soup kitchens and the food projects and all that. But yet, we see people pulling up in Escalades, Cadillacs, this and that, rich people and stuff.
Hmm.
You know, and they're getting the food and stuff. It's better people that truly need the low-income people. It's working at McDonald's. There are stockers, there are cashiers at gas stations and everything. They're maybe, you know, making $7-$8 an hour. And you figure, you know, gas, utilities and everything, the way it is, these people really do need the help. But on the other hand, you know, it's the fat cats out there, they're not giving nothing. And they're in there saying, give me, give me, give me. And you see these people every other week at the food pantries holding their hands out, you know.
Are you sure they're not contributing anything for the when they eat
there?
Yeah, you
know, not contributing anything except holding out their hands.
So you've actually been there and you've seen this, you've experienced this personally?
Yes.
It's frustrating. It is frustrating.
It is, you know, and here I am a vet, you know, and I'm trying like hell to get, you know, my benefits, and I've got to go through, you know, all this paperwork and everything, but these people can walk through the door, get two or three boxes of food, and then leave. And not give nothing. And me and my family, we try to give what we can.
I appreciate that, and I appreciate your phone call tonight. I'm sorry we're out of time, but it has been Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark, if you want to support an organization that does help people and does help hold them accountable, the Salvation Army does. I support them, and I think that they're a good organization.
Good to know. All right. More coming up tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime and join Dale on his website, anarchyinyourhead.com, our site, freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow night.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.